Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056. Or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
faith. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello again, everyone that has tuned in tonight. I'd like to say welcome to another week, another night of Praise Tabernacle Bible Study, where our pastor is Bishop Omar Zachary and his lovely wife, Lady Zachary. And I'd like to welcome our panel members that are on board tonight that are tuned in and listening. And to all of you who are listening wherever you are in the country, wherever you are in the state, and to our Praise Tabernacle members, I'm glad that you're tuned in and listening tonight. I just want to say welcome to you all again. We love you. We care for you. And we're just going to ask that you enjoy yourself tonight, listening to the word, listening to our speaker tonight as he comes forth leading us in Bible study. And our speaker tonight will be none other than our very own Elder Derek Oliver, who will be bringing the word to you tonight. A great man, good man of the gospel, great husband, and we just love him, and we just want to encourage him to keep moving forward in the things of God as he begins to speak and to share what the Lord has given him tonight for Bible study. And at the end of the Bible study, we're going to ask our very own evangelist, Dove Stanton, if she will come forth with any praise reports or any prayer requests that we may have that may have come over the email. And she can also give out the email. Okay? And then we're going to ask our very own Elder Bluette, right after that, will he dismiss us for tonight. Amen. So here we are, and I will present to you our very own Elder Derek Oliver. The floor is yours, sir.
Hey, thank you, Elder Taylor. appreciate that. Appreciate everyone that's on tonight. And just want to say thank the Lord for, again, allowing me an opportunity to be a part of an awesome team. I just want to say thank y'all. And y'all have richly blessed me. I'm not just saying that to say it, but y'all have blessed me in a lot of different ways. So I just want to say thank y'all. I'm going to need you tonight. as we get ready to start, I'm going to open up with prayer. Before I open up with prayer, you know, everybody's going through a lot, and you know, I like to use topics and titles to kind of fit in and make it self-explanatory what I'm talking about. And tonight, you know, I'm walking through it. I'm walking through it. And I just hopefully you get something out of it. I just want to encourage you. There's only a few scriptures I'm using today, and I'm going to unpack a few things in these few scriptures. And we're just going to go from there. So with that being said, I just, again, I just want to thank everyone for tuning in from Praise Tabernacle Church and for all those that are listening all over the place, other churches and community centers. We just want to say thank you for joining us once again on this Tuesday night. And with that being said, if you have your Bibles, I want you to go to Psalms, the 23rd Psalm, and I'm just going to read a little bit of this, and I'm going to open this up with prayer. But the 23rd Psalm, just keep it there, but verse 4 is where I'm going to take my text from, and they say, yea, though I walk through the valley. And we're going to open up with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you right now. We just want to give you all the praise and all the glory. And Father God, we ask that you just watch over myself as I get ready to deliver your word, Father God. Give me the wisdom and the knowledge to rightly divide your word, Father God. If there's anything in me that should not be, I ask you to take it out of me right now, Father God. I ask for your forgiveness for all my sins, knowing and unknowing. And Father God, I just ask that you just give the listener the ear to hear your word, Father God, and not just be hearers of your word, but be doers of your word. And we ask these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. And again, yea, though I walk through the valley. And it seems to me, I know not just me, but a lot of other people and myself are walking through a lot of different things. We're walking through stuff that is some serious stuff. And we as believers, and I'm talking to the believers tonight, we have to learn how to walk through it. Not just stand through it, but walk through it. Not run through it, but walk through it. And I'm going to tell you the significance of walking through some things and walking through the valley. Because as I'm finding out, we can be faithful and still frustrated. We can still be saved and still struggle. We can be a believer and still be burdened. We can be a worshiper and still be weary. And we can be a praiser and still have pressure. And I'm noticing these things with myself, but we still have to force ourselves to be able to walk through it. Not run through it, but walk through it. And there's nobody else to encourage us to walk better than my man David. David wrote all of the Psalms, but Psalms 23, David wrote it. And he is qualified to tell us to walk through it because David was the youngest son of Jesse. David fought a lion and a bear. David dealt with a Philistine giant. David had to deal with jealous men trying to take his life and a crazy king, Saul. And David used to be a shepherd. But the 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is his shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, and thy comfort me. And we're going to talk about David walking through and us walking through the valley. And when we're walking through the valley, it's important because the worst thing in quitting is running. Because if you're running, you're rushing. And if you're rushing, you cannot be able to see what God wants you to see. You're rushing through it, and God is trying to show us something. So it's very important for us to walk through it and not rush through it. And I'm going to show you here what God is trying to tell us to do, because he wants us to walk through what we're going through. Because when we're walking through, we get a good perspective of what is, we're getting a good perspective of what's going on. And in verse 4, it says, "Do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death?" And see, the shadows of death, if you run through it, it might be death. If you rush through it, it might be death. But the perspective is, it was just a shadow of death. And a lot of times we're dealing with shadows, situations. That crazy family is a shadow. If your bank account ain't looking the way you want it to look, it's just a shadow. If your health ain't in the perfect health, it's just a shadow. And one thing about a shadow is, a shadow, in order to have a shadow, you got to have light. And you can either focus on the light or you can focus on the shadow. And a lot of us sometimes focus on the shadow, and it takes us out of the perspective of God wanting us to walk through certain things. It's just a shadow. It can't hurt you. It can't harm you. It's just a shadow. And we have to learn to look into the light, because where every shadow, you got to have some light. And sometime in our dark season, the light is still shining, and the Lord wants us to look at the light, not the shadow. So we have to be very careful when we're walking, not to focus on the shadow, but to focus on the light. And he wants us to focus on the light, because the shadow will drain us. The shadow will take us out of the perspective of what God wants us to do and how to do certain things. And we have to just, like I say, focus on the light. The shadow is always going to be there. The shadow is always going to be beside us, because the light is always shining on us. And if you got the light of the Lord on you, believe you me, the enemy wants to have a shadow around you so you can focus on the shadow. It's very important for us as believers to keep focus on the light. We got to continue to walk and not look at the shadow. And if you notice, the shadow is always on the ground, sort of behind you, and the light is always above you. We ought to always keep our head up. I'm just here tonight to encourage you through the 23rd Psalm that we ought to keep our heads to the light and not look at the shadows, because the shadows will take us under. And as I'm reading this, as I'm studying this, I love this, because I just had to get my notes together. In verse 5, it says, "Thou preparest a table in the presence of my enemy." And I'm going to stop right there, because when I was looking at this, I'm reminded about this, that thou preparest a table. And you got to understand what David is talking about. He's talking about sheep. And the table isn't like a coffee table. The table is a land with grass and trees and mountains. And that's the table for the sheep to go out and graze and eat. And when the sheep goes out there, before the sheep get out there, the shepherd has to go out there and look over the grass and the trees and everything, because if the sheep, some of the stuff the sheep can't eat, because if the sheep eat it, it could mess up their digestive system, and they can get an infection, and it can even kill them. So the good shepherd has to go out there and mark what's good to eat for the sheep. And that's what a good shepherd does. Everything that's in the land isn't always good for the sheep. And the good shepherd is telling them what to eat. What I'm trying to say right now is a lot of times all this stuff that we're hearing isn't always good for us. Even though it sounds good and look good, we got to be led by the good shepherd. And the good shepherd always goes out there and prepares the table for the sheep to eat. And not only does he prepare the table for the sheep to eat and the sheep goes out there and eat it, but it also says the enemies. And if you look at it, what it says, a tableland is grass, mountains, there's things in there that can attack the sheep, like coyotes and wolves and bears and lions. But long as the good shepherd is out there, it keeps the enemy at bay. It can't hurt the sheep because the good shepherd, the presence of the shepherd, protects the sheep. And long as you're up under the good shepherd and you're in his presence, you're protected and you can eat in peace. So when it says it prepares the table before the enemies, you got to understand that the enemy cannot hurt you as long as you're in the presence of the Lord. The enemy can't do anything to you as long as you're in the presence of the Lord. Now, you can go out there and stray away, and then you're on your own. You don't have the protection of the shepherd. But as long as you're with the shepherd, you're protected. It cannot hurt you. It can't kill you. It can't even bother you. So the sheep can eat in peace because of the shepherd has already prepared the table. It didn't say that the word says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It didn't say it wouldn't be formed. So what I'm saying is you can eat even though your enemies is watching you. They can't get to you because of the shepherd. And we have to understand, as sheep, we have to stay in the presence of our Lord. We have to stay in the presence of God, and we can't go straying and trying to eat something that we're not supposed to eat, because two things will happen. It would either cause you to have an infection in your system, or it will kill you. And it's so true with believers today, because we want everything that's good and tastes good and smell good, and we want to make it good, but the good shepherd hasn't said it was okay to eat that. And I'm saying this, and hopefully that is self-explanatory what I'm saying. So we just got to be careful what we eat and what we digest, because if you're out there on your own trying to feed yourself without the shepherd, you're liable to get infected. So we have to understand what this verse is saying when it says that he prepares a table in the presence of my enemy. And we have to understand that the Lord is going to feed us. And not only that, but it also says that in the next verse that thou anoints my head with oil. Now I want to stop right there because we want to talk about the sheep. Because the sheep really can't defend itself. The sheep needs a shepherd. But also the sheep has an issue with insects, because insects gets in the nose of the sheep, and it gets in the nose, and it causes in different type of bugs and parasites gets in the nose of the sheep, which causes it to go to the brain and the head and have issues. And we have to understand the season that we're living in today, we have insects, parasites getting in our nostrils, which is causing us to have head issues. It gets irritable and we can't think straight because we have this infection, this parasite, the bugs getting in the nose of the sheep. And it irritates the sheep so bad that it wants to bang its head up against something to harm itself so it can get some relief. And we as believers today, we are allowing stuff to get in our heads and allowing it to affect us on a daily basis. That's why it's very important that we have to anoint our head with oil. And if you anoint your head with oil, it cleanses up what's in the nostrils and cleanses up what's in the head. So every morning the good shepherd puts oil on your head. What I'm trying to say is in the morning you got to anoint your head before you do anything else to keep the insects from getting in your brain. Because if you allow the insect to get in your brain, it's going to take over your thoughts. And that's where the devil wants to get you, in your thoughts, in your head. So the good shepherd anoints every morning the sheep with oil. And we have to understand that we have to anoint ourselves with the oil. We have to put the oil in us to protect us so that enemy can't get into our head. And if the enemy gets into our head, we have issues. We're not in the presence of God. And you can't get that out of your head, because you only way you can get it out of your head is you got to have the oil. And every morning, the good shepherd put the oil on the sheep so the sheep can have relief from the bugs and it can go out and graze peacefully. Amen. Anyone have any comments before I keep it moving?
Well, since ain't nobody not gonna say nothing, but can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay. I just want to go back to that first verse. First of all, the Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. If I turned over this Psalm 91, and you were talking about the shadow, if we abide up under the ultimate shadow. Which is it? Okay, let me just read Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place in the of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, which is my safety. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from all snares of the fowlers, and from the nuisance and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Do we believe the things that we read? If we just read his word and stay in his word, everything is here that we need. And that's all we have to do is stay close to him and keep him as your shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for anything. He might have to make you lie down in the green pastures to enjoy the things that he put in front of you. Because he's going to lead you beside the still waters. The waters that trouble that everybody else is troubled by, your waters is going to be still waters. It's not going to trouble you like it troubled everybody else. And we're in troubling times, but we shouldn't be in trouble if we abide and if we stay close and up under his wings. And his ultimate shadow will outshadow the other shadow that's following you or tormenting you, because you're not close. Because if you notice a shadow, if you're up under his wing, if you're not up under his shadow, you went too far. So stay up under his shadow. And the other shadows and the pestilence and everything else will not
affect you. Amen, amen. I love Psalms 23. It's a great Psalms written by David, who himself was a shepherd. So he brings it from the perspective of being a shepherd, and he knows sheep. And the thing about sheep, they're very dependent upon a shepherd, very dependent. You know, sheep, they'll go astray. That's why the shepherd has the rod and the staff to bring them back. Sheep are very meek animals. They're very dependent upon the shepherd, And I love that this reminds us, the Psalms remind us that we're very dependent upon God for everything that we need. And being humble in that dependency, you know, it's okay to depend upon God no matter how large or small the situation is, because he's right there to guide us. He's right there to direct us. He's right there to let us know. And he's so loving that if one of us strays, he brings us back into the fold with his love. So I love this psalm, Elder. And I know that you begin with verse 4. And even though there may be times, and like Evangelist was saying, even though there may be times when things are going on, because that verse 4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there may be some situations and circumstances in your life that may seem bleak, that may seem like there is no ending to it. But God is faithful that we don't have to fear no evil because he's with us. He's guiding us.
Amen.
He's giving us strength. You know, it says, for thou art with me. If we can just stand upon that principle alone, knowing that God is with us no matter what, if we could just hold on to that, if we can hold on to that daily, every moment, every second, knowing that God is with us no matter what, even in spite of what we ourselves do, he doesn't turn his back on us. We turn our back on him because of our guilt and shame, but he's with us. So this is a great reminder. Thank you for this scripture on tonight, Elder.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Evangelist. Go ahead. Go ahead, Elder.
I do have to say, though, you had made a comment earlier about David wrote all of the Psalms, and I have to say that he didn't. I know a lot of us may say that, but he did. He wrote about 80 of them in the book of Psalms. He wrote about 80 of them. I just didn't want, you know, anybody walking away with that, but great job.
I appreciate that. Yeah, he didn't write all of the songs. He wrote about, like you said, majority of them. And I appreciate that. Yeah, we don't want to send no false information out there. And again, I appreciate that, Elder. And again, we have to, as believers, know that we have to stay with the shepherd. And we can't be out there trying to do things on our own, because there are enemies and there are dangers. And this scripture reminds me of that. When I started out with, yea, though I walk through the valley, you know, we're going to have to walk, and we're going to have to be aware of our surroundings, and we're going to have to be aware, because if you notice the sheep are very, they'll eat anything. That's why the shepherd has to go prepare it. And we got to be careful who's preparing your food. You have to be careful who's preparing your word. You have to be careful. And just like the simple mistake I made, and I'm glad because it's part of what I want to say and talk about tonight, is you could have walked away thinking what I said. And good thing that we have someone on here to correct it, because if you don't, you'll go around in ignorance thinking because I said something that is right. And a lot of people do that with the Word of God. We may hear something that sounds good, that looks good, and it may even taste good, but it wasn't from the Creator. It was something that the man just made up. Whether it was a mistake or whether it was intentional, we have to be very careful, because we're so vulnerable when it comes to the Word of God. Even some of the most spiritual people can be vulnerable if it sounds like it's coming from the Lord. So we have to be careful to stay up under our shepherd, we have to be careful, because the devil is out here doing a number on people who are not reading, who don't even have a relationship. And we get so scared. Even though I know we're going to go through hard times, we shouldn't be burdened down as believers. We shouldn't be frustrated. Even though sometimes we do, even myself, we have to understand who the good shepherd is. And he's preparing the table. And if we're in his presence, the enemy can't get to us. It's when we get outside of the shepherd is when we mess up and we make mistakes. And one of the things that I want to go to when I go to verse 6, before I get to verse 6, I want to talk about Ephesians, putting the whole armor of God on, putting the whole armor on. And I was looking at this, and I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe Evangelist Blewett was quoting Ephesians 6 a couple weeks ago in Bible study about putting the whole armor on. And I read that, and I had a little bit of an issue, Elder, and the Lord fixed the issue real quick, because in Ephesians 6, it says, you know, put on the whole armor of God, be able to stand, put on the whole armor of God to be able to stand against the wolves of the devil. And we all know what the armor of God is, the breastplate, the helmet, the sword, the shield, the shoes for your feet, and the sword. And all this equipment that it has, it doesn't have anything to protect your back. There's nothing to protect your back. And I was thinking about this, and, you know, most people, when they attack you, they attack you from the back because they're cowards. They don't ever attack you from the front. And most of our attacks come from behind us, not in front of us. And I was asking the Lord, you know, you gave us all this equipment because the Bible says put on the whole armor. It's not some of the armor. It's the whole armor of God. And I'm like, well, okay, well, Lord, you know, most attacks come from the back. People attack us from the back. And you gave us all this equipment, but you never gave us anything to protect our back. And then, you know, the Spirit spoke to me and took me to verse 6 of Psalms, and it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So the Lord is telling us that he already has our back. He's already protecting our back. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us. Follow us, that means be behind us. He's already behind us, and he's given us the protection and the armor to protect us in front of us, and he's already watching our back. So we have to believe that surely goodness and mercy, that means that no matter what, that means 100% the Lord has our back, and can't no devil, can't no person sneak attack you, because the Lord has our back. And we have to understand that surely goodness and mercy, this makes me want to shout a little bit, because I know that the Lord has my back. I know if I keep doing what I'm supposed to do, I have the armor to protect my front, but the Lord has my back. For when people try to stab you in your back, you got it. You know, people ain't going to come to you and talk to you about your family. They're going to do it behind your back because they know they can't deal with you face to face. But the Lord has our back, and it's teaching me that I ain't always got to fight because the Lord got my back. And if he has my back, I'm not worried about it because I don't have to look back, because the Lord has my back. So what everyone is saying behind my back, the Lord is going to deal with them. We just have to keep moving forward and keep moving forward and take the sword and start swinging it against the things that are coming against us. And the people who are trying to get us from behind, we need to let the Lord handle that, because it says in verse 6 in Psalms that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us. That means he's going to be with us 100%. That means sure enough, can't nobody sneak attack you as long as you're in the presence of God and as long as you keep moving forward, you are good. And if you stop looking at the shadows of things and continue to look at the sunlight, he will lead and guide you to where you need to go. You can eat in peace, even though you may have all your enemies around you. You can eat in peace, even though it may be raining, because the Lord is protecting you. You can do whatever you need to do and not worry about what's coming up behind you, because the scripture says, and if we're going to be word people, you got to believe the word for what it says. And it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That means every day he's going to have my back. When I get up in the morning, he's going to have my back. When I move forward, he's going to have my back. If you can believe Psalms 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. That means it's going to be behind me. When I'm walking straight, it's behind me. We ain't got to worry about a sneak attack. If people's talking about us, the Lord will handle it, because he said in his word, he's going to follow me all the days of my life. And I don't know if you ever had to follow someone, but you're following them from behind. And to me, that just makes my soul want to shout, because I know the Lord is behind me. And he's given me the tools in front of me to use it if I have to use it. Amen? Y'all got quiet on the
Amen.
Brother. Amen. Amen. We're listening.
Okay, I got you. I got you. But that you know, I just wanted to give, I wanted to try to give an encouraging word on tonight using the 23rd Psalm, because I know there's a lot of stuff in there. And if you just read the 23rd Psalm and you look at what the sheep goes through, if you look at what the shepherd does for the sheep, if you look at it, it should bring you life. You should be excited, because if all you got to do is follow the instructions and you follow the instructions, it's going to lead you. It's going to guide you. It's going to feed you. It's going to protect you. Everything is in there that we need to wake up in the morning and shout. It's going to be there for you in the afternoon for you to shout. Can't nothing, can't no devil, can't no person stop you as long as you keep the 23rd song in the middle of your heart, and you keep it, and you stay focused, and you keep moving, and you keep moving, and you keep moving. And again, when you look at the 23rd song and look at David, and you look at what David was going through and what he went through and all of the obstacles he had to go through, and for him to tell us to walk through the valley, don't stop, don't be still. Walk through the valley. I know they say it's good sometimes to stand. In certain situations, it is good to stand, but we have to keep walking. We have to keep walking, because God is trying to show us something. And if you rush through it, you might miss it. If you quit, you're not going to be able to be a part of it. If you keep moving and keep moving and keep moving, it gives you more power. And it gives the enemy less power, because he knows what you're walking with, and he knows who's walking behind you. And I got to switch a quick story, and then I'm going to be gone. There was this kid that was always picking on me. And one day, you know, I was walking home, and we were getting ready to fight. We were living in the Hampshire houses. And the kid was bigger than me, and we were going to fight. And the only reason we didn't fight, because it was behind me and I didn't know it, was my brother, my big brother. And the kid looked at me and he ran away. Now, for a moment and for a second, I thought it was me, until I looked behind me and saw my brother was there to protect me. Well, it's the same thing with the Lord. He's always going to be behind you. And sometimes you may not be in the right standings with the Lord. He's still going to be behind you if you believe on his name. He will always be behind you, and he will always protect you. He just wants you to stay in his presence. And if you're in his presence and you walk out, he will go get that one sheep. He will go get it. And I'm just want people that's listening tonight to understand that the shepherd is watching over you. He got your back. He got your front. He got everything prepared for you. You just got to be obedient. You got to believe the word. You have to read the word. You have to digest the word. And you have to surround yourself with people who are going to be word people. Because if you do that, I'm getting ready to close, but if you do that, I just want to read one more thing real quick. And this is the good part. It says in verse 5, thou prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And see, you want to surround yourself with people whose cup is running over. See, if you're around people who have a lot of love to give, that love is going to rub off on you. If you surround yourself with a lot of positive people who's giving you positive energy, it's going to rub off on you. If you're around people who's going to give you a word, and that word is going to manifest in your spirit and going to grow, your cup is going to run over. If you surround yourself around successful people in the word, you're going to be successful, because you can't be around people who are a body of believers and not get the overflow of what they got. Some say it got to be you, but if you're around people who are giving you the word of God, their cup is going to overflow with you. Now, in that same thing that I'm saying, if you surround yourself with people who mean you no good, their cup is going to run over, and it's going to run over to you. If you're around people that's gossiping all the time, you're going to end up gossiping. If you're around people that's lying all the time, you're going to end up lying all the time. But if you surround yourself around good people, when that cup overflow, it will overflow with you. So what I'm trying to do is surround myself with people who is full of the word, who's full of life, who's full of the spirit of the Lord, that agape love. That's what I want to be around. So when the cup overflows, it may not necessarily be me that's blessing me. It may be you blessing me, because I'm getting part of your overflow. And if you believe God's word, that you will be part of the overflow, because when people's cup is overflowing, you will be a part of it if you're in the right place at the right time. And if you're in the presence of God, someone around you's cup is going to overflow and continue to bless you. All of my blessing isn't because of me. It's because of the overflow. It could be because of my wife's overflow is why I'm blessed. It ain't always about me. Some of her blessings isn't about her. It's because of the overflow that I'm getting. It could be Evangelist Stanton's overflow, and I'm just around. I could receive something because of the overflow. And that's not me saying that. This is the word of God. The overflow, the cup that's overflowing, you can get it if you just believe and you stay with the shepherd. And if you're with the shepherd, he's going to protect you, and he's going to put you around people whose cup is overflowing. And when he does that, and he anoints you, and when you get anointed and you put that oil on you, as well as in verse 5, you be too anointed to be annoyed. You be too anointed to be annoyed. That means what bothers other people won't bother you, because you got the oil on you. You can go places and you can be okay because you got the oil on you. You have the anointing on you, and can't nothing bother you because you got the anointing on you. And not only do you have the anointing on you, you're carrying it with you. And you can rub off on some other people, and you can look different than other people because you got that anointing on you. You got the oil on you. I just came by tonight to encourage you to understand that if you are in God's, if you're with the Lord and he's in your, and you're in his presence, everything is going to be okay. He's going to make sure you eat. He's going to make sure he keeps the enemy away from you. All you got to do is be present with the shepherd. Be present with the shepherd. And stop trying to go out there on your own and do stuff, and stay with the sheep and stay with the shepherd. And if you do that, you'll be able to eat well. You'll be able to eat in peace. You'll be able to sleep in peace. And you won't have all this other stress that we put on ourselves. And we're always looking at the shadow instead of looking at the light. Always look up to the light, because wherever there's a shadow, there's light. And you got to remember that. Mm-hmm. So in your dark place and you see a shadow, all you got to do is look up, because there's some light. And that's just evident. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go where there's light and you look down and you see your shadow, just remember, look up, there's light. And you won't be scared of your shadow. And that's all I got tonight. And I'm going to turn it back over to Amen. Elder Taylor.
Amen. Well, real quick, this psalm I'm glad you came out of this stuff. I think Evangelist Stanton spoke on it before. Right when my daughter was coming out of, my youngest daughter was coming out of what she was going through. She's still in it, but she's doing better. This psalm is the one that kept me, and God, I read this so many times, but I never, we keep going over three. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of things we're going to have to go through for his name's sake. But believe me, when I was in that hospital, my daughter was in the hospital for two whole months. I didn't even share a lot of the things with my husband. This girl died in the middle of the night. Died. When God told me to go tickle the bottom of her feet, when they were up on top of my daughter trying to get her to come back, when I tell you, when God told me to go tickle the bottom of her feet and they said, we got her, let's go, let's take her to the ICU, when I went back, I mean, I didn't panic. I was so, I'm still in peace. I still don't believe, well, I believe it, but I can't, it's just so much that he's done and still doing. And it's funny that you read this right now today, because now my oldest daughter, now my 18-year-old died, now my 7-year-old started trial yesterday. God is reminding me, he the same God that delivered my 18-year-old daughter. It's the same God that can deliver my 37-year-old. I'm just reminded, if I just obey, you cannot eat, and he can't prepare a table in front of your enemies if you ain't abiding in his presence. So I encourage anybody and everybody, stay close. Stay with God, regardless of what we are. I mean, everybody's going through something. But stay. Stay close. Don't let no circumstance deter your faith, your walk with Christ. Because I'm telling you, these are trying times, and if you ain't anchored in the Lord, baby, you're gonna drift away. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Bluette. You know, I try my hardest to live my life through scriptures and through the Word of God. And you know, I was in church on Sunday. I heard the testimony of Zach, and you know, I heard the testimony of Evangelist Bluette's daughter. And you know, when a few weeks ago, I don't know if I shared with y'all, my son had took some edibles. He didn't know what they were. And he ate them like candy. And not only did he eat the edibles that was like candy, he had a candy bar he ate it. And I was leaving work. I worked midnight, and his mom called me frantic. And his mom and his aunt, and he was like, your son is, he's not home. I said, well, where is he at? The door was open. His keys, his wallet, everything was in the house. And we didn't know where he was at. Make a long story short, he had went to the neighbor's house. He had banged on their door, broke their door, and told them to call the paramedics. And they took him to the hospital. And when we called the hospital, you know, the only thing they could tell us on the phone was your son had a medical emergency. And last time I heard medical emergency, we had to go identify one of my friend's bodies. So we didn't know what was going on with my son. And all we knew was he was in the hospital. And when we found out that he was there, the doctor told us that he had took these edibles. And he's very lucky his heart didn't stop. And not only did his heart didn't stop, but it could have been laced with something where he could have lost his mind. And during this time, 8 minutes, when I found out he was in the hospital and they told me it was a medical emergency, I started making funeral arrangements in my head. And it really shook me up because I'm saying, Lord, I'm trying to be calm for his mom and for his aunt, and I'm calm on the outside, but on the inside, I'm losing it. And I think my wife knew I was losing it, and she started to pray for me. And it's very important because I had to come to this scripture here, the 23rd Psalm, and it became life to me. It was never life to me until that moment that I was going through what I was going through. And I had to remember, I'm walking through this. I got to walk through it. I got to see it. But I don't have to accept it, because I don't have to accept it because I'm a child of God. And because I'm a child of God, and as long as I'm in the presence of God, he's going to cover my back. He's going to cover my family. So all I got to do is be in the presence of God. And when you're in the presence of God, you just lean on to his word, whatever the scripture is. If it's just hallelujah, if it's just whatever you got in you is going to come out. But for that moment, it just shook me up because I never had an issue like this before. A cold, the flu, yes. Never had an issue where the doctor said your son's heart could have stopped. He didn't know what he did. He don't even remember going to the hospital. All he knew was remember waking up seeing his mom. And I'm telling you, we have to be careful and we have to stay in the presence, because as long as we're in the presence of God, he's going to protect us and he's going to protect ours. And I'm a witness to that. I'm a witness to it. Just like Evangelist Bruett said about her daughter, if you're in the presence of God and you got that oil on, you're too anointed to be annoyed. You're too anointed to believe what man has to say. You're too anointed to believe what the system has to say, because we are a child of God. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And we are strong believers of Christ. I don't care how much word you got. One thing you take out of this, you are a strong believer in Christ. If you don't know but one scripture, you quote that scripture. You believe that scripture. Even if it's Jesus wept, you believe it, because it will become a life to you when you need it. And that's all I got to say. I'm going to turn it back over to Elder Taylor. I hope you enjoyed it tonight. I hope you got something out of it tonight. Let's just keep everybody in prayer. Let's keep all the elders, all the deacons, all the evangelists. Let's keep our bishop, first lady, their family. Let's keep everyone up in prayer. Let's keep everyone lifted up. Keep myself in prayer. I'm just on a, and when I say this, I know I'm going to get it from the devil, but me and my family are going to another level. And when we go to a new level, it's going to be new devils. But we are preparing ourselves, because we're going to stay in the presence of the Lord. And long as we're in the presence of the Lord will continue to move and guide us and strengthen us. And I hope everyone else is moving in the presence of God. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Elder Taylor.
All right. All right, Elder Oliver, I really appreciate your word tonight, man. I appreciate what the Lord has given you to share with the people, to share with us, the people of Praise Tabernacle Church, the people that are listening in, that are not part of Praise Tabernacle Church. And I just want to say I pray that the Lord will uplift you, continue to uplift you and your family. We pray for your strength moving forward. And I just want to say thank you for your obedience to the Lord and to keep moving. Because the only thing that we can do in the Lord is to go up. Is to go up. You know, and we must, you know, stay close to him, like it's been said tonight. We must stay close to the Lord. We have to stay in his word and let the power of the Holy Ghost bring that word, his word, in the Bible to life in us, because the enemy knows the word better than anybody, and the enemy can make that word look different. The enemy can make that word sound different. The enemy can decipher that word to be different in us if we don't have the Holy Ghost to know what the word is truly saying into us. So we have to be close to the Lord and allow him to lead us and guide us through the Holy Ghost, and allow that word to come to life in us because of the Holy Ghost. So we thank you, and we'll give one last comment to any of the panel members that are on. And if not, We're going to, I'm going to pass it over to Evangelist Stanton so she can give any praise reports or any praise prayer requests. And then right after her, Elder Bluette will come and dismiss us for the evening.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Elder Taylor. Thank you, Elder Oliver. Great lesson on tonight. Great reminder and encouragement that the Lord is our shepherd. And it yes. says, I shall not want. We don't have to want for anything when we allow God to be that shepherd over our lives and not try to allow our will to be done, but let his will be done in our lives. So thank you for that reminder on tonight. I mean, I know it was quiet from the panel, but really we were listening and reflecting and taking in the word on tonight. So I really appreciate that. We do have a praise report from our email address on tonight. I just want to remind everyone of our email address that you can send in your prayer request, your praise report. If there is a topic you would like for us to go over during Bible study, you can send us that topic. Our email address is ptcforchrist@gmail.com. Once again, that is P as in praise, T as in tabernacle, C as in church, rchrist@gmail.com, ptcforchrist@gmail.com. And your information will remain anonymous. But tonight we do have a praise report, an awesome praise report that I'm going to read. I'm not going to share the person's name. The title of it is A Living Testimony: Could Have Been Dead and Gone, But God. It says, 2 weeks ago, about 5 minutes after Bible study, there were 8 shots that were fired through the house. It says, my daughter and I were right next to the window, inches away from a couple of rounds which came through. But God, I just want to tell how God saw fit to spare our lives and render his grace, mercy, and unconditional, unwavering love. It says,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And to God be the glory. He is
yes.
my protector. Amen. And God
amen.
Is a protector. And we just
yes.
thank and praise God that God saw fit to spare them, the mother and their daughter, and anybody else that may have been in that household, that he saw fit to spare them, that he was the protector. That's why I love Psalms 91:2, Evangelist Bluette was reading Psalms 91. I love to decree that over myself and my family every single day, and that's a good scripture to decree over your family. The word of God says, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. So if you decree Psalms 91 of your family, it shall be established. He will be your protector. He will be your protector. So we just thank and praise God for this testimony on tonight. We thank and praise God for his keeping power, for being a protector, for being that shepherd, that strength, everything that we stand in need of. And that's our testimony that I want to share on tonight. So we thank God for keeping our sister and her daughter and protecting them. And I'll turn it over to you, Elder Bluette.
Amen. Amen. Great words, great inspiration tonight for all of us and all who are listening. If I was to ever preach or teach again, I would come out of the 23rd Psalm, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. If I was to ever preach or teach again, I would come from there first. Father God, we thank you for a reasonable portion of our life, health, and strength. We thank you for those who have saved from the darkness of Satan. We thank you that our families are protected with goodness and mercy. Thank you, first of all, that you have gave us a mind to be stayed on thee, to be stayed on you, and that's why goodness and mercy follows us, that we can go to church and fellowship with people with the same like mind that love you first before they love themselves. And if we love you first and follow your word, then we can treat others the way we would want to be treated, and it would be love equal to every man and woman, child and boy. Father God, we thank you for everything that you do. We thank you for giving us this night, Chaos Blog Talk Radio, to have a platform to speak to your people. We thank you for Elder Oliver and obedience and staying with the platform. We thank you for our own church, Praise Tabernacle Church Incorporated in Lawrenceville, Georgia, that we have a pastor with a ready mind to serve your word. We thank you for everything you've done for us. We thank you for everything in the future we don't see. We thank you that when we lay our heads down, that you protect us throughout the night, and that you bless us with the grace, mercy that's renewed every morning and waking us up every morning to do it all over again, to make you happy in what we do in life. But Father God, we don't just say this to just say it. We say it because you have given us the experience and trials and tribulations throughout our families and ourselves that you are there, that you are real. Heaven and hell are real, and we have learned that from you, Father God. And Father God, keep blessing us. Continue to bless us in our walk in your word, in our walk in your obedience, in our walk. Oh, man. In our walk and believe it in your word. Grant us the mercies that you say in Psalm 23. Grant us the grace that you speak of continually as we follow your word. And before we leave our teachings tonight, before we conclude tonight, we always quote this commission that you gave to your apostles. And we say it in our church at Praise Tabernacle Church Incorporated, before we end our service, where it says in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So, and with you always, even unto the end of the world. Children of God, people who will be the children of God going forth, give God the attention that he needs. Watch him bless you in your walk. In the name of Jesus, we conclude. In the name of Jesus, we conclude. Amen.
Good night, everyone.